My name is John Driggs. Thank you for joining me. I'm extremely grateful you've decided to explore the bizarre and endlessly mysterious space that is your mind. I'm confident the time you spend traversing the open, formless, and awake space of existence will be well worth it. After all, worth, value, and significance all arise here in the mind. Your entire life is, in some sense, made of mind. Mind is the substance and context of all things. You and me, our values, interests, dreams, and aspirations, truth, beauty, goodness, our deeds and our art, our relationships, our lives, our experience, all arise and unfold in it. There's only one place to know anything at all, and that is in the mind. In awareness. It makes sense then to take an interest in it, to observe and examine it, to try truly and humbly to understand it. So again, thank you for taking the time to explore the awe-inspiring miracle that you are. It's my hope that you walk away from our adventure together with a kind of traveler's guide, a map, compass, and other tools to help you navigate this multidimensional mindscape with a sense of ease and freedom. I hope, too, that over the course of our journey together, that you find within yourself an unrelenting source of courage. Courage to love and understand yourself. Courage to embody yourself fully. Courage to walk your own path in peace. Really, in the end, we each must walk our own paths, as scary and uncertain as that path may be at times. But again, no one can walk our path for us. We alone must put each foot in front of the next. Of course, I can support and encourage you. I can point you back to yourself, to the divine life force within you. I can be a polished mirror for you to see your reflection clearly, a hard rock to sharpen up against, an honest friend and counselor. But again, in the end, your path is yours to walk and yours alone. On all trails and at all times, though, I hope you can feel the unbounded love I have for you. You are undeniably beautiful, a truly remarkable fact of existence. Your friend to the end, John.